Hi, and welcome to the first ever Casual Comics Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mo.
And we're your hosts. So, Mo, what are we up to today?
Well, first we're just trying to figure out how this podcast stuff actually works.
And then we'll be talking about the trailer for Suicide Squad.
What's that?
Exactly. This is a trailer for a new comic book movie that is coming up, and it's called The Suicide Squad. What have you heard about Suicide Squad so far?
Joe, I've heard nothing about the Suicide Squad.
Okay, so as of this time, you know nothing about Suicide Squad, right? And what would you guess it's about before you watch it?
There's going to be a lot of bombs and probably guns.
What if I told you that Will Smith is in the movie?
I want to say Men in Black.
So you're thinking like Men in Black with superheroes committing suicide.
Yeah, a lot more like bombs and guns stuff.
So why don't you go ahead and hit play and we'll watch this trailer and then we'll talk about it.
Deadshot guy shoots people. He's a crocodile and he eats people, burns people. You're possessed by a witch and she's just crazy.
What the heck? Wow.
So now that you watched it, what do you think of the Suicide Squad?
I don't really know what it's about, and I don't know if they're good or bad, and I'm a little bit confused by all the characters.
Okay, so does the trailer make you want to see the movie?
Maybe.
Maybe. Did you recognize any of the characters at all?
The Joker. Was that the Joker?
That was the Joker, yep.
I've never seen The Witch before. Who is Will Smith? What character? What superhero is he?
Okay, so Will Smith, I think they said his name is Deadshot. He's like Deadpool, but he's Deadshot.
Okay.
I don't know. They don't have the same costume. But he has a lot of guns and stuff does blow up. So, yep. And, so you got Will Smith,
okay.
You got the Joker, and who else?
There was an alligator.
Okay. Alligator face, right?
Alligator face.
No, his name is Killer. His name's Killer Croc for real. He's a Batman villain, Killer Croc. And he is obviously a killer crocodile head guy.
So are they all friends? I don't get it. Did they all meet in jail?
So they're all bad guys, right? I think they're all Batman villains, pretty much. And they're all in jail. And then the government puts them all together into a suicide squad in case something really bad happens so they can send them into dangerous situations and then disavow all knowledge. Like it's like the Mission Impossible, but made of Batman villains.
Oh, my God. Well, now so, I have to see it.
So you didn't comment on the crazy girl, right?
Yep. The blonde girl with the pink and purple hair.
Right. Any thoughts?
I think I'd like her the best out of all the characters in that movie.
Okay. So her name is Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Do you get it at all? Harlequin. She,
oh, yep.
Yeah. See, they're clever that way. And apparently she was never in the comics back when I was growing up, when I was reading Batman comics. But she was invented for the Batman TV series in the 90s.
Okay.
And she is like the Joker's girlfriend.
No way. So in this movie, are they going to be dating?
I don't know if they're dating or if this is like their, you know, meet cute with a lot of bombs and guns.
Oh, yeah.
But she actually calls Joker Puddin.
Oh boy.
That's her nickname for him.
Is the Penguin in this movie?
He does not appear to be in it so far, but Danny DeVito has got to be looking for work at this point, right?
Oh my God. The Penguin was the creepiest one.
So Ben Affleck will reprise his role as Batman, apparently. This movie, it looks like it went through a lot of trouble and a lot of reshoots. Well, not even, I don't know if it's trouble, right? Like, they made the movie, and then as they were making it, Deadpool came out, and people realized, you know what, comic book people want to see, like, R-rated movies that are funny, and so they decided halfway through this movie to reshoot parts of it to make it funnier and more R-rated.
No way.
Yeah.
So maybe there will be a love scene between Harley and Joker.
There could be, very well. There's also a lot of tattoos in this movie, which I don't remember from the comics.
Yeah, that guy, who was the guy with the face with the tattoo?
Now, see, that's where sometimes you get into things with comic books where they don't translate well to today's age. He is a Hispanic villain whose name is El Diablo, and he can shoot fire, and he has a face tattoo, which is not, like, super culturally sensitive now.
How do you know all this?
You know, here and there, I pick up things now and again. Suicide Squad has been around since the 80s. I never read it that much, but, you know, I know.
So is this going to be the first Suicide Squad movie? Are there going to be several?
Who knows? It'll depend on how well this movie does. They're going to make a Justice League movie, and DC is just all over the board with their movie strategies right now. And they're just throwing everything against the wall to see what sticks. And Suicide Squad is next up, and it opens, I believe, next week. And we'll see if it's as awesomely bad as it looks like it might be.
All right.
Is this a movie you're going to see, Maureen?
You know what? I'm going to say no.
Say no. And what are the reasons?
Yeah. It seemed like there's too much going on in the trailer. And I, you know, the Marvel movies that I really liked had kind of, you know, a point, I guess. I just didn't pick up the storyline in the trailer, other than just a lot of shooting and bombs and maybe some light humor here and there.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's the story.
I mean, maybe I'll see it. I like, it's good entertainment.
Nice. All right, so that's it for the trailer this time around. I think next week we'll maybe even try and watch another trailer and see how that goes. Maybe something a little bit more in the vein of the Marvel heroes.
All right.
All right. So how do you think that went?
I think we can make some minor tweaks, but other than that, I think we crushed it.
All right, well, we'll try better next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mo, and I can't wait to see what I learn next in the world of comics.